The chances of Stormont resuming business anytime soon would appear to be somewhat remote. We're already a long way away from the deal that wasn't a deal of February, and this week the DUP MP Jim Shannon did his own version of never, never, never.
But can I just say, Madam Deputy Speaker, in relation to the Irish language, and I want to make the comment about it, because sometimes in life we have to agree to different things, and there is something that we can't agree on in the Irish language. We don't want the Irish language introduced to primary schools against the will of the majority of students and pupils and parents. We don't want the Irish street names up in St Fidor. It was a massive issue at the last election for me and my constituency, and the people were telling me that. We don't want wasted money on the Irish language across departmental whenever it's not necessary. We don't want it in the courts as well, where there certainly is zest and energy to do so. But what we do want is a right to have an Irish language. We're not against the idea of it. £160 million has been spent on it. That's very clearly that we're not against the idea, Madam Deputy Speaker, with that in mind. But at the same time, we do not want an Irish Language Act. And just say this, there will not be an Irish Language Act. And the quicker they catch on, the better.
Mind you, we've heard the words never, never before, and they don't always have permanence. So are there even rumblings of talks at this point between Sinn Féin and the DUP? Even a water cooler conversation. Let's speak now to the commentators Chris Donnelly and Alex Kane. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning, Chris.
Alex, we'll start off with yourself. What do you think? Once again, I'm asking you to get your crystal ball out.
I think you mentioned February. That was when the last talks broke down. Five months ago, I think. I'm not aware of any effort inside the DUP to persuade the grassroots. No MLA or councillor, anyone who's any influence in that party is whispering in my ear and saying, Alex, you might like to warm up, you know, something in a column, you know, discuss an issue or something like that. I'm not hearing that at all. Tomorrow, we have the across your thousands, tens of thousands of Orange men standing at Fees. The three resolutions on the state, on the church and loyalty, and the one on the state is quite specific. It says, we reaffirm opposition to the introduction of any legislation for the Irish language. Such a move would have detrimental consequences for British identity and would be acknowledged as a landmark victory for Irish republicanism. Now, if it's true, and I think there is there's still considerable Orange influence into widespread unionist thinking, not just the DUP. The Orange have made it very clear, almost as bluntly as Jim Shannon did there, that they're not up for it. And the other thing, just worth bearing in mind, the context of when Jim Shannon making his comments there, Vinny, I wouldn't say it's a huge chance, but there's a chance at the minute of a snap election. It's a chance of May disappearing into the woodwork in weeks, months, maybe even days. That could force an election. The DUP do not at this stage want any hostages to fortune.
No.
Having said all of that, we do know it's never been denied, even though the DUP denied that there was a deal, a final deal signed off with the Sinn Féin, which they reneged on. It is quite clear that Irish language was discussed, some way of accommodating it, outside perhaps an Irish Language Act, but certainly some way of accommodating it. They know that Sinn Féin, I cannot see Sinn Féin at this stage being willing to give ground on an Irish Language Act. The DUP know if they want to talk to Sinn Féin, they're going to have to basically come up front and say, well, yeah, we can live with this in some form.
It's interesting, relating to the Irish language issue, even Kensington Palace have embraced it to an extent, tweeting out this morning, I'm going to try and read this, bear with me. Tán Duke Agus an Bán Duke in Melia Ahaclia Aragad Gorch Ifigal Go Herin. Now, I probably got that totally wrong. I think it says the Duke and Duchess of Sussex arrive in Dublin for their first official visit to Ireland. Hashtag royal visit. Tweeted out there, Chris Donnelly. What do you think? Can you predict what is about to happen next, if anything at all?
Well, I would agree with Alex that there hasn't been any sign since February of movement between the DUP and Sinn Féin. And I think that if we go back to February, so the DUP, and we've heard Jim Shannon now saying there will not be an Irish Language Act, the quicker they catch on, the better. But in reality, I think most people now accept that, you know, if there's going to be a return to Stormont, there's going to have to be a return to something that mirrors the deal that was agreed and then was the DUP moved away from in February. And most clearly that accepted some form of an Irish Language Act. And I can't see any context in which there would be movement unless there is going to be an Irish Language Act. And I think, if we look at the logic of the only move that we have really seen in the interim period has been Arlene Foster's brief charm offensive a number of weeks ago when she approached the GAA, went to the Ulster final in Clonus, when she went to a Pink News event.
Yeah, but just because we're pushed for time, Chris, we're coming up to the news. So where does this leave people? I understand many are very passionate about the Irish language and they are behind Sinn Féin and their stance on this. But what about those that aren't? And they see this, rightly or wrongly, as another stumbling block to getting Stormont back up and running and maybe helping to rectify some of the problems that we're having here relating to budgets and funding and health education. What do you say to them?
I think the interesting thing would be to look at the issues that Jim Shannon said in the speech in the House of Commons that he was against forcing Irish language into schools against the will of the parents and children, against Irish language signs in unionist communities like Sinn Féin. Those aren't going to be issues. So I think there was a degree to which some issues were thrown out by Jim Shannon that ultimately would not form a part of any Irish Language Act. And I think in that is some degree of hope that the DUP, when they eventually are going to have to accept some form of Irish Language Act,
okay,
are at least going to be able to say, well, it doesn't contain these.
Okay. Items. Just briefly, last comment on this to you, Alex Kane. Go ahead.
Look, when the story broke in February that the Prime Minister and Taoiseach were coming over here, Vinny, I was on the show with Stephen. I said to him, "Is Alex, you're going to have to eat your words." And I said, "Look, Stephen, I have no reason to believe that unionism at this stage, for whatever reason, is prepared to buy into this because there's no sign of unionism having persuaded its grassroots. That still applies today. It applies to the UUP, to the TUV, to the DUP. I see no sign whatsoever. No unionist option. Yeah, okay, the odd Eunice may say to me, Alex, why is it okay. such an issue? I don't know why it's such an issue, Vinny. I just know they're not ready yet.
Okay, Alex Kane and Chris Donnelly, thank you very much.